Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It is good to have you with us. Yes, yep, I can hear you well. And YouTube is with us as well now. Good evening, YouTube. Amen. We do win. That is an awesome subject. Really, really great. I do. Okay. In Jesus' mighty name, we do. Just doing a couple of shares here, and then we'll get going with our pledges and our opening prayers. Oh, my. Oh my goodness, what a wealth of information. Yeah. Amen. I am ready. Here we go. Let's start out with our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And then our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayers. And really pay attention as you're saying the first part of this prayer, declaring who you are in God, in Christ. And as Kevin was saying last time, meditate on that. Get that in your heart, because that's when we'll start functioning in the authority that Jesus has given us, is when we realize who we are. So here we go, our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And then let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem. We pray them over the United States of America, and pray them over any lost person in your life. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole heart. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And now let me turn my speaker on, and then here we will go to tonight's message with Pastor Samuel John Cottle. Here we go. Whoops. There's Blog Talk going. Welcome, Blog Talk. It's good to see your screen. Ow.
Okay, I am here. Phyllis?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
at the mirror now.
All right, we're going to stop the video right there because Pastor wants to come on and have a word.
There you go.
And there he is.
All right, so, you know, when you hear the Holy Spirit speak like he spoke during that specific teaching, again, you're like, wow, this, I need to hear this again. I probably need to hear this again. This is probably one of them you need to go back and hear again. And, you know, Brother Richard, this is what we were talking about, editing up. What I want all these videos to do is start at the preaching, and that be all that be on it is the preaching and then the communion at the end. And it's just very labor intensive. All right. It's just a very labor intensive thing. So, but I wanted to say this about reading Psalm 51 about David and his sin. There's some people that have really sinned a lot of sins. And yet you love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you want to walk with him. Don't let that sin stop you from walking with God. No, just don't let it happen. But Pastor, you don't know what I did. It doesn't matter what you did. What's important is what Jesus did, and that was he was righteous, and he gave that righteousness to you. Don't let it stop you. No, you weren't as bad as Paul. You weren't killing people in the name of God. Some of these terrorists that are getting born again. So this is the message on righteousness. Jesus is righteous. The Father sitting, it's what Kevin Zadai said last night. The Father's sitting on the throne. And when Jesus speaks to him about you, the Father looks at the blood and says, he's free. The Father looks at the blood of Jesus. He's our propitiation. He's our sacrifice. He's the spotless lamb. And yet Jesus is also your intercessor. Why? Because if you'll just receive his righteousness and function in that, all of the past goes away. Isaiah 45, 43, 18, whatever it is, 45, 13, something. Do not remember the former things. Do not remember them. Now, it's a challenge. Yeah, you have to fight that fight of, I won't remember that. Jesus isn't. Since Jesus threw him in the sea of his forgetfulness, so should you and I. And you might say, Pastor, I don't even have any seas. I don't even have a pond, no less a sea. And but the idea is you got to let it go. You got to let it go. Everybody in the whole world might hate you because of your sin. Let it go and let God heal you. Let it go and let God heal you, because he wants to heal you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to restore everything. And just keep, maybe this is another way that people can get this in them about righteousness. Jesus forgot all my sins when he threw them into the sea of his forgetfulness. I think I better be like Jesus and forget all my sins. Maybe you've never prayed a prayer. Just pray it. Jesus, I repent of my sin. by your blood and righteousness. Throw them into the sea of your forgetfulness. Now, he's already done it if you've been born again. But the point is, you and I got to fight that battle with the fiery darts of the enemy. And then we win. Some of us have been very religious. We'll stop. Just continually every day say, Father, forgive me for my religiosity. Holy Spirit, set me free to be as wild and crazy as you want me to be in these end times. And all that means is you're going to love people you normally wouldn't love. And their lives would truly change. And let me think about David. He committed adultery. He sinned against God first and then against Bathsheba, a member of his flock, his kingdom, and then killed her husband. Let me tell you, if you've sinned, stop. Don't keep going down the road. Because the only thing that kept God from just wiping David off the face of the earth is David was serious about chasing God. And he stayed home when kings went to battle. And when he stayed home, he got himself in a situation he should have never been in. No matter where you're at, the grace of God, the love of God, and the mercy of God is greater than what that was. It truly is greater than what that was. Romans 5, five times in Romans 5, that Jesus said, it's the free gift of righteousness. Write it down. Five times, Romans 5, the free gift of righteousness. Well, now all of a sudden, you and I can see, wait a minute. I'm starting to see this thing here. This is not about what I can do. It's about what Jesus has already done. All right. It's about what Jesus has already done. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. All right. I got to go. I got to get more tires broke down and put on. Did that make sense compared to what I was teaching in the other one?
Yes, it did.
Sister Phyllis, read the Revelation verses. Sister Leanne, read the Job verses. And then remember this. We love you and God loves you. Don't hang up. And Jesus is Lord. I gotta say goodbye. You guys do the final closing part.
All right. Okay. Jude 20-25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read Revelation 1, 5, and 6.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Behold, he is coming. Well, that's, I could keep reading on and on and on, but did you hear me? Have I been muted or anything?
Since when? You were muted during the program.
But you did hear the benediction just now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you for letting me read it, sweetheart.
Thank you for reading it for us. And now here are the Job verses, Job chapter 33, verse 14. We'll read verses 14 to 18. For God may speak. Oh, I apologize. Here I am. I'm going to move the speaker here. Okay, verse 14, for God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction in order to turn him from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Amen and amen. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. That was kind of a fun blast back to the past, wasn't it? We kind of had a crazy day. Like Pastor said, he's been on the side of the road all day today trying to changing tires on the semi. And my dad and I were running parts to Minot and back, and we all just got home about 10 minutes before the program started tonight. So, but it was okay to replay one of these programs and restudy it. It was a good word, and we hope you enjoyed it. Thank you all for being here, and we'll be back tomorrow night. There won't be morning prayer tomorrow because it's Saturday, but we will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all so much for being with us. And remember, we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Have a great night, everybody. Good night. Okay.